say, hey, you guys are trying real hard. And reach a hand out and give a guy a chance to pay a little bit of rent that he can afford, you know, to help a lot of people.
Looking for a piece of property.
Yeah, a piece of property, a yard, a lot that's all fenced in. We don't care. And we'll be more than willing to work for the people. I'm even putting this out to the farmers now. If there's any farmer out there that has a piece of land that they hire workers, how would they like to have a Santa Cruz Service Corps work for them? And we'll do a lot of volunteer work for them just by letting us set up our tents, and we will be very managed.
I understand you're going to be speaking on February 19th at the Veterans Hall on Tuesday night at 7, yeah. A week from Tuesday on,
yes,
the sleeping ban and rent control, and also that you're going to be talking on March 15th and telling people how to set up a tent,
yes,
at City Hall.
Yes.
And also I want to let you know that today we're going to be doing a Know Your Rights workshop down at the Planter downtown.
Today?
At the table, yes, starting in about 45 minutes at 2
okay,
o'clock.
Yeah, I'm going to be downtown anyway.
And finally, you get to hear the final blast of bigotry from KSCO. We're going to replay a small segment of my interview with Rosemary Chambers, I think that's her
name. Did you tape the whole call, or did you miss it?
We got the whole thing taped. You can listen to it and,
cool,
and savor it if you want.
Yeah.
Talk to you more later, Larry.
All right, buddy. And hey, everybody, let's make this work for everybody, not just for snobby people that want to be snobs to everybody, because I wouldn't be that way to your mother. I know you wouldn't be.
Hey.
So, hey, let's treat everybody like you together.
Thanks, Larry.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Free Radio Santa Cruz. Hi, everybody out there. We are now going to play you what you've all been waiting for. This is an interview that I gave to KSCO the day before the Saturday special, which happens from 10 to 12, which you've heard some people refer to and bemoan. Larry Templeton just spoke on it earlier. We had a couple other people. This is the interview that was played, and I'm going to... And then there was a long discussion about yours truly on KSCO. We don't get to hear about that, but we will... We haven't got time for that, but you can always come down to the hippie planter at New Leaf if you want to be further informed on this issue and learn some more about your rights and about the general issues.
Bring that here and let our audience hear that.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Robert. Good to have you with us on Good Morning Monterey Bay. I know you've been on programs on the station, but not this one in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I do not own a restaurant on Pacific Avenue, but I wanted to talk to you, and I've known you for a long time. You and I have talked through the media on many, many occasions over many years. What gives with you sitting next to the kiosk, next to Sushi Now, owned by a hardworking guy? You're in between the planter, and I appreciate that you and all the other people there have the right to assemble. Why do you have a petition to tell people to stop eating at Mr. Selman's restaurant?
Right. My petition actually is a pledge asking members of the public not to eat at Sushi Now and at Alibaba's Cafe, and actually not to buy at New Leaf Market, but only essentially as a message to those three businesses, and only for a temporary period of time, given the fact that I'm trying to get them to agree to not privatize the sidewalk, which they've preparing to do and actually have done through the Santa Cruz City Council on January 8th. They're taking a section of the community space, the sidewalk, turning it into a private business, essentially putting up an iron wrought fence, which will eliminate the seating space that is currently open to the public and allow it only for customers. And I don't think this is appropriate.
Okay, now tell me, do you think that the behavior that has occurred by the congregating masses right there by New Leaf, for Sushi Now and Alibaba's, and the behavior to which the patrons of those establishments have been, they've had food thrown at them, they've been spit on, they've had cigarettes. There was an incident this week where a patron was seriously burnt by this scenario, and I'm not talking about burnt psychologically, I'm talking about physically burnt. Don't you think it's time they had a break? Why don't you go hang out at, why don't you guys, and I don't mean that you're hanging out, I know the people that hang out, I go down to Pacific Avenue all the time. Why don't you go hang out somewhere else?
Well, you know, I actually like Matisse Selman, and I like Ali Ka as individuals, and I've been a patron there for years, and I actually saw this incident where the tea was spilled on this woman. She may have been seriously burned, but she stayed there for another hour. It didn't require any hospitalization, so I don't know how, you know, I'm not denying that there are incidents that occur and that are untoward, and that there are behavioral problems with people there. That certainly does happen, as it happens anywhere on the mall. But I think that there are better ways to solve them than by seizing the public sidewalk, declaring a whole class of people persona non grata, and removing it from the public domain. I mean, we have few enough seating spaces along the mall. We used to have red brick planters up and down the Pacific Garden Mall until the brilliant Downtown Association and the Santa Cruz Police Department got together and removed them all as a security measure to get rid of so-called undesirable transient elements. It used to be a beautiful Pacific Garden Mall. Now I think the same process is continuing, where private businesses somehow think they want to turn this into a Carmel North. You know, this is not, I think, the kind of Santa Cruz that we traditionally want, and I don't think it's a solution to the very real problems that you do point out exist.
You know, and they certainly do exist. I go down there, I cross the street, because I get harassed for money more than anything. The rest of the harassment, the verbal harassment, I'll take and I'll give if I choose to give, but if I don't choose to give, darn it, it really bugs me, and it really bugs me that when there's been so much work and so much effort, maybe the mall isn't how you envisage it, but as a group, this is finally how it's come to be, and I see that the group of young people that are hanging there are doing a great deal of damage. Now, I'd said before we did this interview that I wasn't necessarily going to be kind to you. I wanted to bring up something. Your name comes up all the time. When it's homeless issues, when it's issues like this, the name of Robert Norse is always at the forefront. I understand that once again you were taken away from the table in a police vehicle because you were sitting there right next to the planter. The word is on the town is that you are nothing but a rich kid who has got a trust fund, that you have no idea about the homeless, you've never been homeless, and you're just there, and you're just trying to stir up the doo-doo. And I've never asked you that question, and so I'm asking you now, is that the case? How can you afford to continue to do what you do? And I know you do a lot with soup kitchens and the homeless, and you stir a lot of crap up. How can you afford to do it? Are you a trust fund kid?
Well, you know, I don't think that asserting constitutional rights is stirring up doo-doo. I think that...
I know that, Robert. Answer me the question.
I know... Am I a trust fund kid? Well, I'm a 54-year-old man, and I have independent means that, you know, enable me to live. But the question of... The issue is always, you know, when people don't want to address the real issue of privatizing spaces, of driving away homeless people, of handing over the town to a merchant mentality, then they attack me personally.
Well, that's because
you've always... And that sounds like what you're doing.
Well, you've always... I told you that I said that I was going to do this when we set up this interview.
I thought we were talking about issues here, Rosemary. Issue is the question. I'm not the issue. The issue is...
You are the issue, Robert, because you continue...
Well, you're making me the issue. The issue is what the city council did.
Please, listen, you are the issue because you continue to stir up the pot. You're asking people to boycott these restaurants.
Yeah.
So you, in fact, do become the issue.
No, the issue is what the city council has done on this particular matter. They, with 4 days' notice, without any kind of public hearings, without any kind of real public process, they have removed a whole area specifically to target a group of people. And I don't think it's way to deal with a social problem. I really don't.
And those people were asked to be removed because they were making themselves an issue in the first place by harassing the individuals that go to Sushi Now and Alibaba's. And I stopped going into New Leaf Market, not because you want me to stop going there, but because those kids stopped me going there.
Well, I would hate to hear you not go to any of those three businesses for those reasons, because I think those are completely the wrong reasons not to patronize those businesses. In fact, I ask people to go to those businesses and say, look, I want to be a patron of your business. I want to patronize local businesses.
And I want to be spat on by kids and have stuff thrown at me and be taunted and jeered and asked for money and have food snatched off my plate. I don't think so. And I think that those business owners have a right to be able to do business without infringement or harassment.
You're not fairly characterizing what goes on there, in my view. I mean, I've been down there 2 or 3 hours a day for the last week, pretty much. And those incidents rarely happen. They don't happen with the kind of... You paint it as some kind of horrible Grand Guignol scene down there. It is, you know, there's a gathering of young people down there, and they're, you know, they're poor, they're deadheads, there's some skateboarders down there, but, you know, they're pretty much, it's a youth scene. It's generally non-violent, it's kind of grubby, you know, but where do young people have to go downtown? It sounds like you want to drive them away. And again, what, they're going to go to Borders across the street, the Borders sidewalk. I mean, do you want to drive them out of town?
What about going to the beach or going for a walk in the park or getting a job or going to school or having a life?
I think a lot of them do.
Well, seemingly that's not what I've seen, Robert. I have talked to some of them. I've stopped by, and as I say, albeit that I do like sushi now, until this whole thing is under control, I'm not going there, but I do encourage others who would like to. I just wanted to get this off my chest with you.
That.
Anyway, don't forget, there's a program tomorrow on the station between 10 and noon, and we're going to be talking about the whole...
And that was Rosemary KSCO giving me a piece of her mind, and then in the rest of the show, they had some large attacks on me as not representative of the homeless, which I don't claim to be. I have my own views, and I put them out there. But I do try to give homeless people a chance to speak, which is more than what KSCO usually does. They don't have too much on that subject. They have a bunch of people trashing homeless people. Anyway, I got to go, and I hope you'll join me down at the Hippie Planter. We're going to be doing some tabling there about the right to be in public spaces, about ending the sleeping ban and decriminalizing homeless folks, and then other issues as well. I'm thinking about doing a Know Your Rights seminar or workshop if enough people show up who are interested. Tune in again on Thursday for another edition of Bathrob Spears Broadsides here on 96.3 FM. It's at 6 o'clock in the evening, runs to 8. If you want to catch me between times, contact me at 423-4833, and I'll be able to get back to you from that number. Thanks for being with me, and I'm glad you could stay.
subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we check through some of the most radically independent, uncensored, conscious music I get sent, steal, or borrow. In this special spotlight edition of Pop Defect Radio, we're going to feature the music of